The next item on the agenda is Blue Crab, results of the Maryland-Virginia Winter Dredge Survey and update on status of the stock. Request for public hearing, Mr. Travelstead.
Well, I'm not sure where my presentation is.
Here, we're just sober state, so.
You know how I feel every day, Jack.
All of you have heard the good news through the press releases that went out a few weeks ago, but there is a lot of good news, rather exceptional good news. There's some not so good news, and I just want to brief you very quickly on this. We will have a much more detailed presentation for you next week. But the purpose of the presentation today is to ask that you hold a public hearing next month on a number of changes that we'd like you to consider to the 2009 crab regulations. The good news is here in that we've seen a substantial increase in the quantity of spawning stock or the age 1 plus crabs in the Chesapeake Bay population. This is the first time, in fact, in 16 years now, that we have been above the target level of 200 million crabs, which is represented by the green line there. You'll recall quite well, I'm sure, that over the last 15 or so years, this commission has placed 20 different regulations on the fishery with little or no success, the population bouncing up and down from one year to the next. And it wasn't until we focused our regulatory efforts last year on protecting female crab, and in particular pregnant female crabs, that we saw for the first time this increase in the population. Simple logic would suggest then that you ought to stick with what you put in place last year, and staff's recommendations for the most part will be to do just that, with a few minor exceptions. For the most part, stick with what got you to this level. Certainly, we don't want you to backslide at this point. In terms of total numbers of crabs out there based on the survey, the numbers likewise are up substantially. They're not quite yet to average abundance that we've seen over the time series. But it's certainly headed in the right direction. And in fact, the measures that we put in place appear to have doubled the female portion of the population. So we have twice as many female crabs out there than we had a year ago. And the male part of the population is up about 50%. So again, and that's exactly what the regulations were proposed to do. That was one of the objectives. Increase the size of the spawning stock, increase the number of female crabs that are out there so that we can increase the probability that we'll get good recruitment into the fishery in future years. But you cannot rely on one-year class to do that. You have to maintain those high levels of abundance, you know, up above that 200 million mark to continue or increase those probabilities. A little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news here. This is the level of removals of the population or the exploitation rate that we look at every year. The good news is that the rate is down from last year, so it's no longer above the red line there, which is the threshold. But it's not quite yet to the target percentage removal of 46%. So we have a little bit of work to do there, but certainly we can feel better with the level we see there than what we've seen, what, 7 out of the last 10 years where we were substantially overfishing the stock. With this level of removals and the size that the population is now, catches are going to go up this year. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, crab, when abundance is higher, catch will go up because we don't control on every given day of the season the quantity of crabs that an individual fisherman can remove. And in fact, we've already had reports of some very nice catches by fishermen in the bay. The market was probably not quite as what they would like it to be, and it's starting to drop off now as more people get into the fishery and the crabs move into shore where they're more accessible to other fishermen. The only remaining concern that we have with the population now is that we did not see an increase in the number of recruits in the population, a very, very slight increase. We're still well below average there. Now, that should improve because of the number of females that we saved from last year to this year. Assuming the majority of them survive to this summer's spawning season and spawn, this time next year, you should see this level go up substantially. Because, again, we have twice as many females out there spawning. At least, theoretically, that's what should happen. So next year, we will be looking at, you know, where this graph goes to see if, in fact, we have been successful. We have been meeting with our advisory committee a number of times to talk about what modifications they would like to see to the regulations. We surveyed industry, in fact, and it's clear, based on the committee's comments and based on our survey of buyers, that the principal regulation that they object to more than any is the fall potting season closure. A total closure, obviously, is more severe than any other measure. And we have, this year, placed other regulations on the potters that mathematically may obviate the need for another fall closure, but it's not without risk. You'll recall this month we were to have held a public hearing on a number of measures. Judge Doyle in Norfolk ruled on the crab dredge lawsuit that the commission can only close the crab dredge season for one season at a time. And that's why we're not having a public hearing today, but we'll delay all of the crab decisions, including the decision of whether or not to continue the crab dredge season, to the May meeting so that all of the crab regulations can be set at the same time. And you can juggle those measures how you see fit without putting one decision off to the end of the year and then having to make up for it later. There were a number of regulations put in place last year that are responsible for the good news. You'll recall that we increased the size of the cull rings to 2 3/8 inch, but that was not effective until July 1st. This year, the large cull ring was required on the first day of the season. So there's added benefit from that regulation this year that we did not see last year. We closed last year the crab sanctuary on May 1st instead of June 1st, with the exception of the original 1942 sanctuary, and your next agenda item will be to consider whether that should likewise be closed on May 1st. We increased the Pila crab minimum size limits. We closed the season, in the fall, October 27th through November 30. We closed the winter dredge fishing season, and we reduced the number of crab pots and peeler pots that an individual licensee can fish. There is a correction in your evaluation. The last year, crab potters, the numbers of crab pots that crab pot licensees could set was reduced by 15%, not 30%. Peeler pot licensees were reduced by 30%. This year, however, you already have a regulation in place to increase that reduction on crab pots to the full 30%. We also eliminated the 5-pot recreational license last year. If you look at the percentage contribution of the fall closure from last year and you compare that to the new regulations this year, that is the May 1 closure of the sanctuary, and the call ring going into effect at the beginning of the season. The percent reduction you get from those measures makes up for the reduction from the fall season. So on a mathematical basis, you don't need the fall closure. However, there are some risks in taking that fall closure off. If the most powerful measures that we have in place, I think, are the fall closure and the closure of the dredge fishery. Because you cannot recoup a full season closure. You can't make up for an end of season closure by fishing harder because there's no more season available to you. And my concern is if we remove that fall closure completely, it may result in some backsliding of the population that we would see in next year's dredge survey. Although mathematically, the mathematics tell us we don't need it. You may, however, because of industry's opposition to the fall closure, you may want to consider substituting other measures like bushel limits, either in the fall or for the entire season, to prevent excessive harvest during the fall potting season. So with that in mind, staff is recommending, just as we did last month, that you advertise closed seasons, bushel limits, and a combination of closed seasons and bushel limits that could occur from June 1 through November 30. And we will be discussing those more specifically with our Crab Advisory Committee on May 19th to see where they fall with that group. You had also suggested modifications to the crab pot limits such that the number of pots that may be set and fished this year would only be 15 to 20% rather than 30% of the 07 level. We recommend that you advertise that. There were some recommendations on the use of agents that were previously agreed to that we would like you to re-advertise. That involves cases where agents violate the law. Might be subject to a ruling where they can no longer serve as an agent. We would recommend that you continue the closure of the winter dredge season from December 1, 2009 to March 30, 2010. We would recommend that you consider continuing the no-sale provision on the 5-pot recreational license. Now, a little bit more needs to be said about that because the regulation that you adopted last year on the 5-pot recreational license specifically says that at such time as the spawning stock reaches or exceeds an abundance of 200 million crabs, that license will be reinstated. So you have told fishermen that when you hit that mark, that license gets sold again. So it's a question of whether you want to continue that measure for biological safety as part of, the full range of commercial and recreational measures that have produced the best results that we've seen in 16 years, or you want to live up to the letter of the regulation and reinstate that license. There are some options. If you want to reinstate the license, there are other things you could do. You could delay the date that license goes on sale. You could establish a bushel limit that's associated with the use of that license. You could reduce the number of pots from 5 pots to something less, 3 or 4. I don't think any of those measures are particularly attractive because they're difficult to enforce. One measure you may want to consider that's not a part of your evaluation would be to set a season, a harvest season, when that 5-pot recreational license could be used if you reinstate it, such that the season would end for example, at the end of September. So you would not, you would avoid recreational harvest under that license of female crabs in October and November, the way we have tried to limit the commercial harvest of female crabs during that time of year. So I think what our recommendation would be that you advertise the full range of options there to consider. Lastly, there's a request by VIMS that we advertise a requirement to install a bycatch reduction device that they've developed that would allow diamondback terrapins to escape. The concern there is diamondback terrapin numbers are very low, and there's a concern that at some point that species may be listed as threatened or endangered. And if that's the case, crabbing, you know, in areas where you potentially could take this animal could be a problem, much like the problems you've seen that pound netters have when they're fishing in areas where turtles and dolphins are found. We could run into the same problem down the road with crab hunting. If you do advertise that measure, I would suggest that you consider putting a much delayed effective date on that regulation, because it takes time to produce this device, get it out to the public. There needs to be educational programs developed. VIMS will have a much more detailed report on that device at your next meeting. But that's the sum total of the measures. Again, there's some risk in removing any one of the measures that we put in place last year. There's still enough room, I think, at least mathematically, in the measures that we can indeed make some adjustments. And we will have very specific recommendations for you following our meeting with the advisory committee next month.
Thank you, Jack. Comments from Mr. Travelstead? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jack, thanks for your presentation. I think the results of the winter dredge survey are very encouraging and provide the commission with a very strong affirmation of its management strategy. But I have a couple of questions for you. In the committee meeting that we had last week, you provided us with presented us with some bundles of options. And if I recall correctly, one of those options included an extension of the sanctuary closure in the fall. Is that, and I don't see that among these options. Was that not one of the measures that we discussed in the committee to help mitigate risk potentially during the fall run of sooks?
That one got by me. I don't recall. Okay. The entire sanctuary being closed?
Yes, in the fall.
We certainly add that to the list, but I don't recall.
Well, I think the intent there was that we were trying to find measures that we might take into consideration to mitigate risk if we do away with the fall closure, and I thought that was one of the options we discussed in the committee. But in other words, adding that to the list of options.
Can do that.
Further comments, Mr. Lane?
How many five pot recreational limits license do you typically sell when you sell them?
25 and 600. Not an enormous number by any means.
And
Mr. Lane?
Can they sell that cat?
No, sir. Strictly recreational.
Mr. Fox?
Relating to that five pot limit, I guess one of the reasons I was the one that proposed it last year to no sale it. And the reason was that I thought the pain should be shared from the commercial and the recreational. And I still feel that's fair. But on item six here, VIMS is proposing that we put bycatch reduction devices in recreational pots.
Right.
Well, only commercial pots also.
Typically, those pots that interact with turtles, the diamondback terrapins, are those that are set very close to shore. That's not to say there aren't some commercial pots set close to shore, but by and large, you know, the recreationals tend to be
off the dock.
Off the dock, close to shore, and encounter the animals. Other states have this bycatch reduction requirement, but in almost every instance, it only applies to recreational pots. Recall one of the studies we're going to do with the crab disaster money, if it ever arrives, is to look at these bycatch reduction devices to see how they might affect commercial catch. To answer that question, if it comes to it.
I would presume that we will hear more from VIMS leading this,
yes,
as far as that's concerned. I don't know whether National or NOAA was.
It's Dr. Lipsius and his students are working on this.
Further questions, comments? Dr. McConaughey.
Well, I was just going to reiterate what Jack said. We made great progress in getting the females up there, but recruitment is not assured, even if you have a large spot. So we do need to be careful and not back off from our regulations to a large extent. You can have the largest female spawning stock and still have poor recruitment because of the offshore conditions.
Well,
need to keep that in mind.
I must say that I'm ecstatic. I mean, this is kind of quiet in here, but I will tell you that I'm, as commissioner, I'm very, very pleased. It's ironic. You said it's been 16 years. I came to work here 16 years ago. And to see the numbers bounce up and down and do what they've done, and now we're seeing a resurgence. I'm very, very pleased with the work of the scientists. I know it's been very, very difficult for those impacted watermen, and I truly feel great empathy for them, and I know it's been frustrating, but I really believe if we stay the course, this fishery will basically come back to the historical levels that we expect. But as Dr. Lipsius said in the conference call, I believe it was him, he said 1 year does not a trend make, and I think that echoes what Dr. McConaughey was saying. So my hat goes off to the scientists that work long and hard, to the commercial watermen who have complied with the laws and endured the hardships, and I'm just really pleased with the direction that we're going. So with that, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action as far as the public hearing is concerned. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that we adopt staff's recommendation to advertise for those measures in our briefing book, as well as a adding two options. One, a potential closure of the sanctuary through November 30th, as well as an option to adjust the seasons for the recreational crab license, as Jack suggested.
Chairman of the Crab Committee, I appreciate your motion. Is there a second? Dr. McConaughey. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I would also be remiss if I didn't thank our colleagues in Maryland for their help in this Baywide matter, as well as the governors and their respective secretaries as well. It's been a team effort, I'm sure, and it will continue. Thank you very much.